Good morning. We are Steve and Stephanie Convery, and we volunteer at Real Options in Schuylkill County. The video talks about transforming powers and how to equip others to minister and think about the well-being of the others around us. It talks about setting our priorities and how Christ is our hope. It talks about how to make life disciples. Making life disciples show how we can help others choose life. By showing love and embracing them in their need, this is often a time they are most open to spiritual truths. Through our teen health program, we reach thousands of students each year with medically based information and empower them to make the healthiest choice for their lives. The center provides pregnancy tests, an online ultrasound, options counseling, pregnancy and parenting education.
If you had felt from watching that video any kind of message from God or a tug on your heart, they're looking for people to help out at the center. There's some information here. We have the baby bottles again this year. These are to put your spare change in and stuff, and then bring them back, and then we'll make sure they get up there. But there's two pieces of paperwork. Yeah, this one here, it's a Real Options. It's just a card that you can fill out and put in your offering, or, you know, give it here at church, you know, sometime in the offering, or if you see me, give it to me. And that's if you want to know any more information or anything like that. You know, and this here is like basically like a kind of fact sheet a little bit that tells you a little bit more, you know, or what they have up there. Yeah, Real Options up there, they rely entirely upon your support. It covers everything from up there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it.
Yes. So we were asked to share why we serve at Real Options. We both have testimonies of the choices we made as teenagers as we faced unplanned pregnancy. I was a young teen. I was pregnant. I was ashamed and afraid. And I was given choices whether to keep my unborn child or not. I am very thankful for the support of my parents. I chose to keep my child.
It's only by the grace of God that I'm here. God has been so awesome to me and really taking care of me and lifting me up. Back in the late 60s, I had to make a choice. And this was with, I had a girlfriend back there, and she got pregnant. And we were young and scared. And, we went to a place called Planned Parenthood, and that was probably, you know, that was my second biggest mistake. But we got directed, I got a map, how to get to New York, telephone numbers and all that stuff, set up appointments, and I followed through with it. And we had an abortion back then, and that was one of the worst things I ever did in my life. And that was the worst thing, not one of the worst things, but it changed my life forever. Any kind of connection that I had back then with God, I knew of God, I knew of Jesus, I knew what he did. You know, I didn't know, I always thought you had to be a good person to get to heaven. That was what I was taught. If you do more good than bad, you'd get to heaven. And I certainly didn't do good. So I was separated from God, and I felt it. I felt the separation. I felt the pain of not having him around. And I did get married to that same girl about 3 years later. And then the marriage just didn't last because we didn't have God's blessing on it. It just wasn't meant to be. And after we separated, I just felt so low, so alone, and I didn't know how to ease up the pain. And I started drinking. I developed the attitude that I'm just going to be for me and that's it. Nobody else. I'm taking care of me. And, you know, I knew God didn't want me anymore. That I was no good to him. So that's the way I lived my life for many years. I was just living that way. And eventually I did meet Stephanie. And, you know, I felt something was missing in my life. And I married her. And we had a great marriage for quite a few number of years. But there was still something missing. We still didn't have that really tight, good bond that a good, loving marriage should have. And we weren't happy. We were uneasy. You know, it could have went either way. But I started reaching out to God. I would pray to God. I knew there was a God, and I was asking God to help me change my feelings, help me feel more secure, you know, help me out with my marriage. And our kids, our oldest daughter, she went to Topahakan. And there was another girl that came to school there. She was from another area, from up towards Lancaster. And she came there, and they became really good friends. And they used to come to our house all the time. And I didn't know this, but well, I knew this. They were really good kids. I liked these kids. They were kind. They were friendly, well-behaved. I mean, we couldn't have better kids there at our house. And they were the best kids for my daughter. And she started going to church with them. And these kids, you know, I found this out later on, they were praying for us. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that at the time. Yeah, the one night they, something simple. I mean, parents, you know, watch your kids because you can learn so much from your kids. But it was something so simple. They got a pizza. It was late at night. Now, this sounds stupid. It was, you know, maybe 8 o'clock at night. They got a pizza, and they were out in the kitchen praying, you know, for this pizza. Well, because they got the pizza, not for the pizza. But, you know, I'm thinking, what's wrong with those kids? You know, they're praying. I said, it's not lunchtime. It's not supper time. They're praying nighttime because of this pizza. And I thought, man, that's kind of weird. But, you know, it impacted our lives a little bit. I'm just seeing those kids, you know, they had something. You know, we didn't have it. And, yeah, my wife went to church with her first. They went to a Mennonite church. And I was scared to go to the Mennonite church because I thought it was going to be a whole bunch of horses and buggies and stuff like that. I was too confused about that. But when I got there, you know, I finally went there, and they talked me into it. And I really liked it. It was a neat church. The people were like, just like you guys. They were just like real people and stuff. And it was so cool. And we got to be friends with them, and we really liked it there. But my youngest daughter, she didn't have kids her age at all. And we ran into some other kids that we knew from high school, some of my daughter's friends from high school, and they told us about this pretty cool youth pastor that just started up at their church, and that was up in Stroudstown. And he's sitting over here, and he's pretty ugly looking like me. But we went up there to church, and it was an eye-opener. It was really neat. And the very first Sunday we were there, they had another, the head pastor's name was Pastor Doug. And the very first summer Sunday we were there, his sermon was like he was speaking to me. And I even said something to my wife, I can't believe that. This is, you know, somebody must have talked to this guy, you know. And we came back a second week, and he did it again. And finally, the third week we were there, he gave a sermon. It was so powerful. It was a sermon about Saul when he was on his way to Damascus to get Christians to gather them together to, you know, probably have them killed or put in jail and stuff. And God used him in such a powerful way. I mean, a guy that murdered like that, that is responsible for so many deaths, God forgave him and used him. And the message, yeah, the message was that God, you know, God can forgive you no matter where you are. And that very Sunday, I asked Jesus into my heart. And it felt like a huge weight was lifted off of me. It felt like I was carrying around 200 pounds on my back, and it was gone. I just felt the love of Jesus there, and I wanted to know more. I really was excited. I wanted to know what was going on. And from that day forward, I just turned my life over to Christ, and our marriage is stronger than ever. I love my wife so much, and I love you guys, too. I love this church, and I just love, you know, being able to serve here, and I just thank you for, you know, letting me be here. Amen.